Stuart, how would you sum that game up today?
Well, they say things happening in threes, and Sam Hutchison going off after a few minutes of the first half. Then you just want the officials to do the jobs properly. I was just looking to think the flag's going to go up, and then suddenly 10,000 fans are appealing for the offside. But you've got to play to the whistle, and then we've got punished there, and then an unusual error by Kieran Westwood. So there's the three things. But I think the Sam thing going off just sort of knocked us back, set us back a little bit. Credit to the lads, they've had a go second half, but it was sort of against a very good side who set up to counter-attack, who were going to cause lots and lots of teams problems. They'll be there or thereabouts. But the disappointing thing is another home defeat.
Why were you perhaps not able to impose yourselves as much as you would have liked in that first half, do you think?
Again, it's our final ball. I think we got down the right-hand side two or three times, and it's just that end product. We just didn't work the goalkeeper enough in that first half. And I just said there to the lads, look, at the end of the day, Kieran West has been outstanding this season, but a shot on target can cause problems, as it's shown there. We worked the ball into decent areas. We were just disappointed with our crossing, so we couldn't really get a foothold. And then suddenly, I think losing Sam just knocked one or two of the players. And unfortunately, it's part and parcel of a game of football. You are going to lose players, but it's how you react. And it took us to the second half to get going, really.
What is the news on Sam then?
He's gone up for a header, and as he's come down, he's just twisted his knee, rocked his knee. I don't know if it's his bad knee, good knee, or... So I haven't had a chance to speak to the medical team yet, but we'll assess him. We'll probably get him scanned. But so it's disappointing for him.
It's a huge blow, isn't it? Given that he's been out, I think, for a couple of months, to finally get back out there, and it for only to be 5 minutes as well.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, he was very close to being involved at Leeds, and then suddenly he's had two great weeks of training. So we just felt it was go on, Sam, show us what you can do. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen for him. I just couldn't get going. So disappointing for him, but we've got to move on.
I guess this is kind of the risk with him, though. He has picked up injuries in his career, hasn't he? And it's such a shame, given how well he was playing at the start of the year. But he has got a history of this, hasn't he?
Yeah, we knew that. We knew when we were signing him. But it's like any player that Sam is probably, he's so 100% committed, wholehearted. He goes in for challenges. Sometimes he goes in for challenges, and he is going to get injured. But no, we'll assess him, evaluate him tomorrow, and let's see how he is.
On your goalkeeper, I mean, he has been so good for you this year, and the error. I just wonder how much the injury just before that played a part. Do you think it did?
Well, you'd have to ask Kieran that, but he's got a big chunk out of his knee where the lad's caught him, and again, I just thought when the lad's gone through, I was just delighted that he was able to carry on. But there is a big gash on his knee. I don't know. I think probably anything, if he was maybe just considering what he was going to do with the ball as it was coming into him. It probably just one lapse of concentration. But like I say, he's been probably our best player and most consistent player. And I just think even everybody, when that mistake happened, you could see the fans getting behind him after conceding that goal. So suddenly we've gone 2-0 down against a very good Watford side. We're having to chase the game. They're set up to counter-attack. They've got good players. They get everybody behind the ball, and they hit you on the break.
A bit of a baptism of fire for Hallam Hope in his first start for Sheffield Wednesday. What do you say to a player like that? I mean, he obviously very good side, Watford today. Couldn't really impose himself in that first half. He's come off. So what do you say to a young player in that situation?
Well, he will learn from it. Again, he's got to evaluate it. We'll get him the DVD. He'll watch it himself. He probably won't enjoy watching it. More often than not, players only want DVDs when they play well or score goals. No, it's a learning curve for him. He is a Premier League player. He's Everton's player. But I just felt that we just needed to have a... Royston again's not fully fit, so I didn't think we could get maybe 70 minutes out of Royston, but when he's come on for a second half, he's given us that lift, and he just shows that if you keep putting quality in the box... We are eventually going to score. His shooting was good as well.
You gave Gary Medina a start as well. How much of that was a reward for his performance against Leeds, and how much of it was maybe giving Atty a break? I know he's had the international break, but sort of just mixing things up at the top there.
Well, I just think we need a bit more of a physical presence up there, and I thought Gaz did well on that front. He held the ball up. He bumped the centre-halves as well. But in the end, we started playing in front of them. square passes, and all they were doing in the end, when we started poking passes, little passes through, they counter attack you. And like I said, they're a very good side at doing that.
You've had a great start to the season, but five games without a win now. I mean, how do you, what is the message to the players? Let's make sure that that good start doesn't go to waste, I guess, is the message.
Of course, yeah. Well, again, we've got beaten at home. That's our problem at the moment. We just can't seem to get our home form going. Away game at Brentford on Tuesday, and then we got another good side in Norwich. There's no easy game in this. I'm not one for blaming, but I just want the officials to do the jobs properly.
You've had a bit of a run, haven't you, with officials this year in terms of decisions not going your way?
Yeah, and I get an opportunity to do a report on them and highlight incidents, and they have assessors here. But like I said, they're human beings. At the moment, we just seem to not be getting a break. And how he can book Royston there for a dive in the box, I just don't know. I just expected to point to the penalty spot.
No Lewis Buxton on the bench or on the starting field today. So what's the news with him?
Well, we trained yesterday and his studs caught on the ground. He just rocked his knee, so he wasn't fit for today. I think we're getting him scanned tomorrow or Monday, and we'll know more after the scan.
Is there a fear that this could be a serious one or not?
No. I've seen Lewis today. He said it's not as sore as it was yesterday, but who knows until we get it scanned.
Thank you, Stuart.